Well, let's turn then to do a bit of word study of both the Hebrew and the Greek terms. Ha'amen is the hifl form of Haman, and according to the Brown Triver Briggs Hebrew lexicon, the basic meaning of this verb is to confirm or support. Applied to persons, it would be to cause someone to support you or to believe or trust in someone. The idea that they would support you makes them trustworthy. And this verb is first used in the classic passage of Genesis 15:6. Abram believed the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. A second Old Testament word is batach, which means to confide in or to lean upon. It's used in Psalm 25, verse 2. O my God, I trust in thee. I lean upon thee. I confide in thee. Let me not be ashamed. And the third Old Testament word, kasa, means to seek refuge. Psalm 57, verse 1. In the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. Now in the New Testament, the key words are pistis and pistuin. And in the New Testament, the word faith really comes to the foreground. In fact, the New Testament pistis and pistuin has been called the Christian word. Pistis is used 243 times in the New Testament, and pistuo also 243 times, and pistos, which means faithful, 67 times. So if you combine those alone, you've got you get about 550 usages. Faith is used in the New Testament more than two times as frequently as charity, and more than five times as frequently as hope than hope. So in the New Testament triad of faith, hope, and love, faith is what is spoken of by far the most. And we may conclude from the New Testament data that faith outweighs hope and charity in constitutive importance, though it doesn't outweigh charity in its excellence. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now, when you look at the church history, the Latin word for faith means primarily to believe in. And that is very similar to the Greek pistis and pistuin, which means to exercise trust in, a personal trust in. And of course, in the Christian faith, personal trust in Christ as Savior and in the body of truth, which presents Him as Savior. In other words, you have a trust in what the Scriptures say about Him. If you combine these three meanings, the Hebrew to sustain and uphold, the Greek to exercise trust in, and the Latin to believe in, you have a good feel of the breadth of faith as well. And one thing that's helpful to me was the story, I think I probably told you that before, of John Patton when he was looking for a word for faith among the New Hebrides people and couldn't come up with anything because they had no word for faith. And one day they were walking along and there were two natives who were trying to cross a very narrow swinging bridge. And the one native just simply walked straight across it and threw all his weight on it. And he got over to the other side. And the other native was over here and Patton was behind him. And the man shouted out to his peer, who wasn't daring to go across. He said, "Lean on the bridge and you'll come safely across." And Patton overheard that and he picked up that word "lean on" and use that in that native language for faith. And that's what faith does, isn't it? Christ upholds the Hebrew idea. When you go across the bridge, He upholds you on that bridge. He is the bridge between God and man. But also this bridge is trustworthy. You can believe in it. It won't let you down, literally, as well as figuratively. So this man then followed across, trusting the bridge. So a sinner in faith trusts and believes in the Lord Jesus Christ who upholds him. Now, every picture and every illustration is going to fall short of the mark, of course, but I think that's a helpful way to explain it to a congregation and explain it to children and young people. And I often say to young people, so pistis, faith, isn't some shallow thing. Well, it's not like I believe in a tree. I believe that's a tree outside. It's not just a head knowledge thing. It's throwing all my weight on something. It's a life-consuming thing. Often, too, in our circles, people get a little uncomfortable with the stress on faith because they think it sounds liberal or it sounds shallow. But that, I said, that's only because we're plugging into shallow Christendom's usage of the word faith, which makes it something shallow. But pistis is a very profound word, which involves exercising trust with the whole being upon the object of trust. So faith is not a shallow thing. Faith is a very deep thing. We don't surrender our lives easily to something, do we? We don't put all our eggs in one basket easily and lean on something with the totality of our being.